Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, shalom, Habarim, shalom, Rastafari Habarim. Here, 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 here. The Tuesday, Testify Tuesday, the Rastafari podcast here on the Tuesday, the T2T, Testify Tuesday. First of all, we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 88. And for those who have the opportunity to really study and compare and contrast, you'll see how the psalms, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, have been lining up with the Torah readings and feedings. So from our Ethiopian Hebrew, right, roots right there from the lunar solar, you know, the lunar and solar. Now I'm referring to the calculation of time, right, and also certain cultures. Are you not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, or children of Israel? So here we have an aliyah. The aliyah is like the reading for the sabbatical study. So for the Sabbath, usually the Torah reading in that season for the Shavuah, for the week, or for the sabbatical strong, is divided into seven aliyot, right? Seven aliyot, potentially for like seven readers, aliyot, right? So it's reading an aliyah, studying an aliyah a day. So for the Monday podcast, we had first and the second aliyot, the first and second readings, in other words, for those days. So we can kind of study it in like bite size, you know, like a bite-sized portion, so to speak. You know, manna, the angel's bread. So here we're at the third day, Tuesday, being the third day of the Shavuah. And it's important, the themes that we have here, Chavarim. This is kind of an opening reason in here, because some of us were reasoning even before the podcast right here, as we seek to prep and prepare, you know, preparing a lot of the slides and the memes, right, the content, you know, both for the psalms, the daily psalms according to the royal order, as well as for the Torah readings and feedings. At the same time, going through the studies and seeking to learn and grow and comprehend what we actually are going over. So from Shavuah to Shavuah, from strong to strong, or week to week, from Shana to Shana, right, from like season to season and from year to year, we find that we are growing in the grace and the knowledge and seek to share and present that. For example, right here, with Ki Tisa or Ki Kaya, got to have Kaya now. Well, before you have the Kaya now, check out Ki Tisa now. Right? So Ki Tisa, what's interesting is that it picks up here in the section of Torah where the theme is who may worship, right? How do you see that word worship? How do you understand that word worship? Reading the KJV Bible, you can go to the Western Gentile Dictionary, the Oxford or Webster Dictionary, and get a definition of worship, right? First entry, second entry, third entry, fourth entry, all these different entries. You can look at the etymology of the word worship, right? Linking with either the European languages, the Latin, Romance languages, the maybe Latin comes up at a root right there, and then maybe it segues to the Greek. But what worship means in a true sense, we have to go to the Hebrew. We have to get to the Afro-Semitic to get a true context. So even though we might look up certain words in the translation in English, the English translations many times, not all the time, but many times fall short of the glory, fall short of the true meaning, the true light, the true illumination of the Hebrew. But here we pick up with Ki Tisa. Now, even the Ki Tisa, right? Even Ki Tisa, let's just take this for example, because sometimes we go through it, those of us, the Chavarim, who are studying this, and we're getting to know, but then we have to recognize as we get to know, how can we make it digestible for others to get to know, and most importantly, get to know for themselves, to know the truth for themselves. As His Majesty Gurmawi Negusa Neges, Kadamawi Haile Selassie says, right, to think for oneself and to get to know the truth for oneself. So here we pick up Exodus chapter 30. Now we had left off at the seventh aliyah, the seventh reading, right from the previous sabbatical study, the previous Shabbat strong. And we had left off with Exodus chapter 30. Now we utilize the Scofield Study Bible as a English, for the English speakers, right, as a point of reasoning. So The previous Torah reading, 20th, was Tetzaweh. Tetzaweh in the translation means command, or thou shall command, you shall command. And you shall command is not saying you all shall command, but Tetzaweh in the context of the language is you male shall command. KJV tries its best to bring it out in Exodus chapter 27, verse 20, where it says, and thou. Now, if it said ye in KJV, ye is you all. So these little points of context, they help to clarify the narrative and what is really being said. And even just going through the clarity, a lot of misconceptions that have crept in are highlighted and can be weeded out, right? So from the previous 20th, here we are in the 21st sabbatical study. Here we pick up with Exodus chapter 30, verse 11. Now, looking at the Scofield Study Bible right here, as we mentioned, the Scofield Study Bible with the KJV, the basic 1611 is a point of reference in our studies because of the footnotes, the Hebrew and the scriptural focused footnotes that explain many things that for the Hebrew readers, for one who can read the Hebrew of the scripture, it explains important scenes, important words that many times gets lost or somewhat confused in the Western Gentile translation, because there's a difference between the Afro-Semitic languages and the so-called Romance, the Roman or the Romance, so-called European languages. But here in chapter 30 at verse 11, the theme here that we begin off with this 21st sabbatical study for this Rastafari sabbatical strong is who may worship. Now, I would think that this should be very interesting for Rastas and Rastafari and Rasta curious folks, you know, also others, because here we have cannabis. Here we have cannabis in the Bible. A lot has been talked about, oh, well, you know, marijuana or cannabis or some using bad rhetoric, bad word, would say weed. Even Burhan Selassie, Bob Marley, you know, he had said about ganja. Ganja, I think, is a bird in India or something like that. You know, the more proper names. But here in chapter 30, this chapter begins off with the tabernacle and begins off with the 18th item. In the previous sabbatical study, the 20th, we addressed the 17th item, the oil for the menorah, the oil for the lamp. Here in this 21st sabbatical study, we pick up with the 18th item, right? The 18th item, and one of the first points concerning the altar of Ishans, the altar of incense, as I say, the altar of Ishans. And this here is called the Great Worship Chapter. So the connection where we find Kana Besom, Besom, Kana Besom, we find cannabis, right, within the Hebrew scriptures, is right here in this 30th chapter of the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is known as Exodus. And in the chapter that is called the Altar of Ishans chapter, the chapter that is referred to as the Great Worship chapter. Now, please note, fellow students and disciples, please note the word worship. In fact, those who are diligently taking notes, write in your copybook, worship, question mark, worship. Let's go from low degrees to high degrees. Let's look at the European languages. It's a European constructed word, worship. Some say that worship from one of the possible European etymologies is worship, worship. So you hear some speaking of worship is worship. What is something worth to you? This is how many people define worship in the Western Gentile language, the word worship. But then in the Hebrew, what is the idea of worship? The idea of worship in Hebrew is not always, it's not even the same sense of the word. So we have to understand this when we're looking at translations. I just say, just write down that word worship for a moment, because it's important to, you know, deal with the parts, right? Because the whole is greater than the parts. But in order to see the whole, the fullness, we have to look at the parts that make up the whole. So here, who may worship, picking up with Exodus chapter 30, verse 11, who may worship? And in this chapter right here, chapter 30, picking up with the 21st sabbatical study, we have the themes of who may worship. The answer for who may worship is the redeemed. Secondarily, who may worship? The cleansed. Thirdly, who may worship? The anointed. Worship, and then at verse 34 to the end of the chapter, right, we have this section here of about five verses from 34 to 38, right, verses 34 to 38 of chapter 30. Worship, speaking of the incense, the incense, and type of prayer and praise. So what we learn here is that incense, because some people say that, well, the Bible is, you know, it's not literal. You hear a lot of folks, not literal, it's not literal, it's not literal, it's not literal. And they seem to really have a kind of a zeal to overemphasizing, and we say overemphasizing that it's not literal, but it's all figurative, right? It's all allegorical. That is not true. See, the language tells you, the language shows you what is true. In the linguistics, right, of the Hebrew linguistics, there is what is known as the law of the two truths. And not just with Hebrew, not only with Hebrew, but with other Afro-Semitic languages and also other languages. But since our study here is focusing on the linguistic archaeology, let's get to the root, the Afro-Semitic languages such as Hebrew. There is the law of the two truths. There is the direct literal sense, the overt sense, the natural sense, the physical sense, and then there is the metaphysical or the figurative implication. So we have the literal and the figurative. We have the physical, right? Like certain words describe certain things which are physical and natural, but then the same words are used in a figurative sense, right? And even that figurative sense, in some sense, is governed, right, by that which is the earthly or the natural. One of the teachings that we had received was that, you know, the first types, right, are the earthly types. From our perspective in growing in grace and consciousness and knowledge, the first types are earthly types. It's like the Messiah, Rabbeinu Yeshua, I and I Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, our Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMoshiach. He said that if I show you earthly things, like natural things, and you're not able to understand, like if you can't understand the natural earth and the natural earth and the natural heavens, how are you able to really understand what they mean when they're using those same words metaphysically or allegorically? So the first types are the earthly, the natural types, from our perspective, growing in grace. The first types are the natural types. When the Almighty reveals to us even the tabernacle, note that the first item that he begins with is the Ark of the Covenant. Basically, the first thing that the Almighty Hashem begins with is himself. So the tabernacle shows us how we may approach to Hashem, to Jah, to his presence, to his face, to his worship, and how he now approaches us and where we meet. So when he describes that way to him, he doesn't begin from where we are at. He begins from himself reaching to us. And now when the tabernacle is built, is constructed, we see that our entry is from our perspective, from earth to heaven. So I'm just pointing that out right there so you can kind of see the pattern. In fact, one key verse and key word that's repeated over and over, even in the so-called Old Testament and also in the, what's called the New Testament, is the pattern. See that you make all things, right? Make and do all things according to the pattern. Therefore, it is important to recognize patterns. Even for those seeking to learn the linguistics of the biblical Hebrew and Afro-Semitic languages, whether Hebrew, Amharic, or Ge'ez, right? Pattern recognition. One thing I find by studying languages and linguistics is that in the Afro-Semitic languages like Hebrew, Amharic, and Ge'ez, the patterns, they are more consistent with patterns. There are some things that might go outside of the patterns, but that is more rare. That's rare. While English is really in the Western Gentile languages like English, is really challenging to learn, right? And even those who might know English don't really know English. That's why ones and ones, when going into legal or medical areas, they are wise to get consultation with people who are experts at how the language is used in those particular disciplines. I'm saying all that to say it's the same here with the scripture, and also to testify somewhat here on Testify Tuesday to what we have learned by applying this same, one can say, methodology. But here in the closing portion of the opening chapter, because this is one of the major themes, when we're talking about marijuana, right? What's called marijuana or cannabis? Is cannabis in the Bible, as it has been said by even many of I and I Rastafari elders and others have said that, you know, going back to creation, the herbs, and in particular the kana. Well, here in this chapter, we find in the Hebrew, and it's attested to by the Hebrew. Some people don't like the fact that it's that. They try to say it's something else. But as you really get into the study of it, you say, chant. That's exactly what it is when it is breaking down both who may worship the redeemed. So if worship here has to do with the cannabis as one of the elements, both with the aishant, right, and also one of the elements also with the anointing oil, right, then that means that there is an order to this, and it should be, we should be governed by this as well as Rastafari. There's principles here. Who may worship? The redeemed may worship. Who may worship? The cleansed may worship. Who may worship? The anointed may worship. Let me put this another way. Who, by calling upon, by that new name, precious name, right, Rastafari, Kenamali, Hada Selassie, who may worship with the Kana Basam? The same principle apply. The redeemed. This is why you hear some folks talking about, well, some of us may testify to positive results, you know, in utilizing the cannabis. Others, you know, in utilizing what they call marijuana or weed or whatever. Some people are paranoid. You hear about people getting paranoid, delusional trips. This is where the cannabis matrix, I want to point out that particular document by Johannes, the composer, and reprinted by LOJ Society. This is where that comes in, where it's talking about the different types of people vis-a-vis the cannabis and the different kind of reactions, right? Even we have those examples of those paranoid, delusional reactions to the use of cannabis, where even some say, well, it's not for everyone. Right, or at least may not be for everyone within that Aishan's sense. You know what I'm saying? Because we have other usages of herbs. You know, herbs may be eaten sometimes even with even better, you know, results. Depends on if it's being used medicinally, you know, as oils or CBDs. And, you know, so as we're learning about these things today, let us not bemuse ourselves. People in ancient times did not know about these very things as well, because it seems that the Western Gentile world, this white Anglo-Saxon world, they think they're the smartest people ever. You know what I mean? You know, generally from the Babylon society. But as we study, we get to recognize it seems like we're only rediscovering things, because there ain't nothing new under the sun, according to that principle. Right? So here, when we now get to this particular point right here, right, in our studies, who may worship the anointed. In verse 22 of Exodus chapter 30, it says that the anointed may worship. Then it breaks down that the worship here at the great chapter, this is called the great chapter, Exodus chapter 30, altar of Aishant and the great worship chapter. Now, what's interesting in the new covenant sense, right, some things have been fulfilled, right, according to the Brit Chadasha. But one thing we find even in Revelation is the altar of Aishans. Right? We have the altar of Aishans here, and it brings out it very clear, right, the, we say, the metaphysical, right, or the higher conception that the seed of it is found in the Brit Hayashana in the Old Testament scripture. We get to see the fruit of it even in the Brit Hadasha, where it brings out, you know, the prayers of the saints and the connection with the Aishans and the connection with the smoke, right? And thus we have at the groundation the connection with the Kana Vesa, the sweet cane, the sweet Kana, the sweet reed. Worship, the Aishans, type of prayer and praise. Now, here's an interesting note the Scofield Study Bible has. It says, it is for the Lord. It is for Ha'adon. It is for Gittai. It's for the Lord. Verse 37, it is spiritual, eretical, and not sensuous. It is spiritual, right? According to true spirituality, we have to look at the objective use of it. It's not sensuous. It is not meant for our subjective use. See, there's a big difference. It's meant for the eye. Right? When I say the eye, speaking of the Most High worship, it's not really just meant for I in that sense. Right? In the sense as is being broken down here, where we have the cannabis, where we have it being used as aishans, as well as anointing oil, but looking, zooming in on the altar of aishans as aishans, and the use of fire. We hear some people say, well, once you use fire and use fire, it becomes something different. Well, yes, it becomes something different. It becomes, when we look at Torah, based on the teaching of Torah, it becomes, in some sense, sacrificial, especially in this context, in the Rastafari context. So this is one of the most important chapters right here to really study, right, to study the context of it, right, because a lot of abuse, right, of the Kanabasa, even amongst many who might say Rastafari, we can find out why, right, why it is wrong because of how it contradicts the glory of His Majesty, who says to I and I, we, Gormawi Nagusa Nages, Kanamawi Hada Selassie, for my part, I glory in the Bible. So here, make we study to show our
I'm going to testify. I'm going to testify what Jah has done for I said, I'm going to testify what Jah has done.
Yes,
I keep up the teaching of His Majesty. For we know one, no devil, philosophy. Feel it in the one cup.
So here, the teaching of His Majesty.
Feel it in the one cup. And we still find time to rap, to rap.
So we're learning right here, and brothers and sisters and brothers, is the precepts right here. Very important to our reading and feeding right here. Ki tisa, as it relates to what we might refer to as the kaya, the herb, the aishans. Here, Moshe receiving the instructions and giving I the instructions for the construction of the sanctuary, the structure, the holy place in Jah grace. Give us a teaching of His Master. Here, Peter Tosh. Moses the prophet. Yes, sir. Elijah, him not dead,
others still younger than ever. Demand a banner, watching all the wicked, them a one. Remember Jeremiah. Do you remember Jeremiah? That man a dead, the man a dead, they said the man a dead. The man a trotter still, the man a trotter still, the man a trotter still. Watch out the wicked, them down.
Worship his God as he desires. We have found a new ideal. Because whilst our God has no color, and yet it is human to see everything through one's own spectacles, and since the white people have seen their God through their white spectacles, we have only now started to see our God through our own spectacles. We believe in the God of Ethiopia, the everlasting God, and we shall worship him through the spectacles of Ethiopia. Do you know what it is to be a man? To be a man is to bear resemblance of the Creator.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself,
times to God himself. So here with I've said all of ye are God's psalm right here, the evening psalm right here, for the third day, Psalm 82.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor pevet, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor
le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav, mizmor le'asav. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, 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 el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
Bekerev
Elohim yishpot, Elohim, 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 Elohim.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth. For thou shalt inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations.
And here in this core reading and feeding right here, the 21st sabbatical study here for this Shabbat. Yes, yes, yes. For this Shabbat right here. It's interesting because the theme of the evening psalm, the doves right here, even with this day right here, we're at the third aliyah, so I'd like to share the third aliyah right here. Here we pick up with Exodus chapter 30, right, beginning off of 30:11, who may worship. Very, very important with the cannabis, the cannabisum connection. Who may worship, right? The redeemed may worship. Who may worship? The qualifications for, we say, the sacramental use of the cannabis according to the glory of Kadamawi Haile Selassie, thus according to the Bible. Here it's laid out in the great worship chapter, the altar of Aishant, chapter 30 of Exodus. Here we pick up with this Torah reading and feeding of Ki Tisa. Now, Ki Tisa is translated as take the sum. Literally in the Hebrew, Ki Tisa, take the sum of the children of Israel. We have the sense of lifting up, the lifting up of the heads, of the Ras, the Rosh, right? But the redeemed, the qualification, the redeemed, the clean, the redeemed, the clean, right? And the anointed Habarim, right? And that the Aishans is a type, has a purpose, sacramentally speaking. Now, of course, these different herbs and these different incenses can be used in any other way, but it specifically says in this particular way that it is to be made is only for, right, the Aishans, the holy Aishans, right, and only for the holy oil. So this is according to teaching of the Master. But what we get also in this 21st is the molten calf incident. Let's read on the molten calf incident. So here in this 21st sabbatical, we have the theme of the Aishans, the altar, the Aishans. We have the cannabisum, the cannabis here in the Hebrew, right? We have a very, very important theme right here, Chaverim, right? We'll talk about it's sacred, it's holy, it's in the Bible. We have a divine right to it. Well, we first have to know, well, what is the teaching? Right, and be in that teaching and practice that teaching to be in that glory of His Majesty. Therefore, give us the teaching of His Majesty. The next item that comes forward, right, the next item that is brought forward in the second aliyah, right, the second aliyah, picking up with chapter 32, is the broken law. So here what we see in the so-called Old Testament is the covenant being broken by the Bnei Yisrael, right, by the sons and children of Israel, and then it being renewed. So in other words, what we have in the Old Testament is an example of a renewing of the covenant, or in other words, the new covenant is even found in the Old Testament. When the Israelites broke their first word, their first covenant, right, then after a period of time and intercession by Moshe, by Moses, it was renewed with the children of Israel. So these are some patterns. Learn to recognize the pattern. So in the second aliyah that we shared on the second day of the Shavuot, known as Monday, right, the broken law, the broken Torah, the broken direction instruction, because Torah means direction instruction from the Hebrew yara, to point, to aim, to direct. So the broken direction instruction. It's like when we people say people can't even follow instruction. That's what was the problem with our people, both then, right, and even now, right? And even before you follow instruction, take the time to learn what the instructions are. Then there's a condemnation of Jehovah, right? We have it in Exodus chapter 32 at verse 7, right? And Jehovah said to Moshe, go, get thee down for thy people. Check out Jehovah's language. He says, for your people, for thy people, who you, which thou broughtest out of the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. So here's a little question here. Whose people is it really? It's interesting here in the Ukkari, where Yahweh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, where Jehovah is saying to Moses, hey, you got to get down, get down, come off of this, get down, because your people, who you brought out of the land of Mizraim, they have corrupted, the sense of the Hebrew, that they've corrupted themselves. This is the same way the once lost now found here, the Beta Israel, black people over here in the West. We also have corrupted ourselves. Yeah, the white man, the Gentiles, they have done a lot of uckery, but the key, right, is we. We are the key in this whole equation. So we have to recognize, just like the Israelites then, they corrupted themselves, verse 8, they have turned aside quickly out of the way that I commanded them. You have some scoffers, black conscious scoffers and mockers of we as Hebrews, as Israelites, as black Jews, those of us who are ascribed to this way of life, to the way and this identity, saying, well, if you're the Israelites, where's the blessing? Where are you? How are you? You're not overcoming the white man. Look what's going on. Look at these other Jews. They have riches. They have this and that. But you know the history? Even with these other Jews that we know from some of the best of documentation, Hillel to Abdiel Lewi to Brother Zion Lex, he had mentioned a book, The Invention of the Jewish People. We're just getting a perusal of it, a very, very interesting, very, very good book. That book there points out even 740 A.D. 740 A.D. is approximate relative time that we get, you know, the Ashkenazi, the European Jewish tradition based on the evidence and the facts from roughly the period of time of 740 A.D. Now, if you look at European so-called white Jewish history, Eastern European Jewish history, Ashkenazi, the Khazars, the Khazarian, so forth and so on, and you study their history, they had ups and downs. Not all of them were rich. Not all of them were bankers. Not all of them were making money. They were persecuted. They persecuted themselves. They went through all these things. Well, where was God then? I'm sure some of what they call them Luciferian Jews. Those are Jews who are Jews, but they're not into the real observances and practices. We have the same thing. We have Luciferian black folks, like we're just talking about a lot of these scoffers and mockers in the so-called black conscious community. What we find here is that we're in one of the Torah readings and feedings that a lot of them like to grab a verse and say, why did Moses say, God, repent from your evil-ass ways? That's not what happened. See, we need to examine these things because they're also being discussed elsewhere in so-called black social media circles, right? So that we can be prepared, as the word says, and as it says to Peter, to have a good answer, right? And a true answer, a right answer, right? We're not trying to proselytize. Brothers and sisters, stop trying to proselytize, you know, like to make a convert. Either they get it or they don't. Either they get it now or they'll get it later. Hopefully, if they are to get it, they get it before it's too late, right? All we're to do is to speak the truth and manifest and be the truth as we are able to be so, to walk it out, right? As Matthew says, to fulfill the tent, right? To fulfill the tent. They have turned aside quickly out of the way that I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf. So here's the next topical theme here for the Chaburim. I know Wendon Ross, Yasser, you know, we was reasoning on this and some others probably reasoning on what areas here in this Torah reading and feeding really needs to be emphasized. Although there's a lot that can be reasoned on, let's touch on some of the major areas. One of the major areas here is the broken law, the broken direction instruction, and how that broken direction instruction, how they broke the direction instruction. In other words, they disobeyed. They were disobedient in the making of this molten calf. Notice this. Nowhere in the KJV Bible do we find golden calf, this name, this nomenclature, golden calf. Yet throughout Western Gentile Christendom, right, if they were really dumb, like, they would have been better off. But they've been saying, golden calf, golden calf, golden calf, golden calf. And to I and I's surprise, we find that when we're studying the KJV Bible, which is this 400-year Bible of this Western Gentile tradition, the major point of reference, we don't find golden calf nowhere in the text. Isn't this interesting? Nowhere in the text. Imagine I'm reading the English Bible, and while I'm reading the English Bible, all of a sudden you hear Hebrew coming out my mouth. Now you'll think that, wait, is he reading this from the Word, or is he recalling it from his own memory? I don't see no Hebrew on the page. This is English, but Hebrew is coming out of his mouth. It's in the same way they're reading the English Bible, and they're talking about golden calf, but golden calf is nowhere in the narrative or the translation. Why is this important? Because of, listen, if things happen bad because you did something wrong and you want things to go right, you want to know exactly what you did wrong, right? You want to know exactly, right? So you can correct this, right? Now, if somebody told you more or less what you did, but not exactly, and kind of use other, you know, examples, but never gave you the real example, could you really correct your mistake? You can't. Because you've been made to be like Eve a lot. The correct word is molten calf. And see, when we start to study why molten, yes, there was some gold in it. People are going to be funny and say, well, didn't Aaron tell them to break off the earrings in their ears, the golden earrings? Break off the golden earrings. Some are going to point to Exodus, maybe Deuteronomy 2, but Exodus chapter 32 and 2, and says, and Aaron said to them, break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, of your sons, of your daughters, and bring them to me. Now, people also ask, this is related to this whole incident of the molten calf, right, falsely called the golden calf. They'll say, well, what about Aaron? Aaron didn't really get punished. Like, wasn't Aaron a part of this? Didn't Aaron tell them to break off the golden earrings? Well, Aaron was trying to buy time, but yeah, Aaron did say that. No doubt he thought that, you know, telling people to give up their jewelry, that would not be easy, right? And maybe that would have, you know, taken some time, but they came with the gold. Yeah, they use a little bit of gold, yeah, in it, but it's clear from the text, even from the first mention of it, as it's mentioned right here. Let me go right here. Yeah, if you look at the first mention of it, the first mention of it is in verse 4, Exodus chapter 32, verse 4, and he received them, the gold, right, at their hand and fashioned it with a graving tool after he had made it a molten calf. And they said, these be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And then when you scroll to verse 8, right, so we have verse 4, then we go to verse 8, it says, they have turned aside quickly out of the way that I commanded them. It's interesting that in the New Covenant, right, or what people call Christianity and people call, Christianity, you know, Christian and all that, that what it was referred to, and it was Nazarenes, but they referred to as the way. Just take note of that, the way. They have turned aside quickly out of the way that I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf. And don't think that, oh, well, it's this molten gold. No. If you look up the word molten, if you study, it will give us a clearer context. And then from that study of the accurate, what kind of a calf it was, can make even historical links and comparisons, right? Because you have the logistics, you have good logistics, a good word, right? Not a pseudo word, a false word. You have a good interpretation of the context and have worshiped it. Remember about worship? We're talking about worship. What is worship? Worship as defined by Oxford Dictionary, Merriam-Webster's Dictionary, the New World, any of these others, is different than the actual word in back of the English translation, the Hebrew sense. They have worshipped it and have sacrificed there too, and said, these be thy gods, O Israel, that brought thee up out of the land of Mizraim, out of Mitzrayim. So then we have, after all of this, we have Moses' advocacy. We have a disciplinary judgment, right? We have a misbraka, a misblessing. This is just in the second aliyah. This Torah reading and feeding is a little bit longer, right, as far as its content and the verses. We also have in the second aliyah that we shared on the air for the Rastafari podcast, the Monday podcast previous. In the second aliyah, we have the confession and the intercession of Moshe, the confession and the intercession of Moshe. Now, what's interesting is that in the disciplinary judgment, it reminds I and I of the evening psalm right here, the evening psalm. The evening psalm here for the third day is Psalm 82. And this also has another interesting theme that gets lost in translation where it says, I have said ye are gods. And though some people may learn of the word or the title Elohim, they don't really know the real context of Elohim as it is used in the Hebrew to distinguish between the true Elohim, right, and the other Elohim. Here, here, here.
The confirmation of my relationship with Hashem. Because when you go through difficult...
Let's pause right here. Here's an audio called The Spirit of the Levite. Now, we're sharing this particular audio because we want to connect a few themes. We want to connect the theme of I've said ye are gods, the use of Elohim, right, for certain men and people who are shoftim and judges among Yisrael. That's the context of Psalm 82. First point. Second point, the sons of Levi. How the sons of Levi responded in this disciplinary judgment. Right? And thirdly here, what Moshe ben Lewi or ben Levi, a.k.a. Shine Poe, is bringing out in this audio, short audio clip about the spirit of the Levite. He begins to speak about our consummation. Here, actually, in the Midbar, in the wilderness right here, in this Exodus chapters of this 21st sabbatical study here in chapter 32, here in the wilderness is where they are consummating their relationship. You know what a consummation is, like marriage, like where you consummate, you kind of fulfill, you know, the two becoming one in that sense. Here is the process of these two, in other words, right, of El Elohe Yisrael, the God of Yisrael, the Elohim, right, and his people and his chosen people becoming one. And what happened? They broke it. They broke it then. They broke the covenant. The covenant was broken. So if a covenant is broken, then that first covenant that they broke, right, becomes by virtue of the new covenant that is made with them after Moses' prayer, after Moses' advocacy, right, in the chapters coming forward, that is a new covenant. So the new covenant is renewing the covenant. Right, the same thing, it's the same principle, same pattern that we have in the Brit Chadasha. So from a Hebrew perspective, it becomes very clear. All this confusion, right, is thrown into Gehenna. You know, it's thrown into the fire, you know, the trash, the incinerator. You can throw it in the incinerator. Here, here, here. Let's go forward right here. So the disciplinary judgment, right? So it says in verse 25, and when Moses saw that the people were naked, what's up with this nakedness? Naked, naked, naked. Is it naked or is it naked? No, it's naked, naked. You see, it's the same word, so those little variations of word, right? Still the same word. For Aaron had made them naked, had made them naked to their shame, to shame among their enemies. Verse 26. Then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on Jehovah's side? Who is on Yahweh's side? Let him come to me. He said, who is on Jehovah's side? To I, on I. You know, when people say on me, like in the military, if I'm the leader of this, I would tell the other troops on me. That means they're to follow my lead, right? To follow my lead. This is what Moshe is saying now to the Levites. He says, who is on Jehovah's side? To me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together to him. And he said to them, this is what Shine Poe is bringing out here in the spirit of the Levites. Come on, the Levites, right, were chosen, right, right, to represent the holy function of the children of Israel, especially after, right, especially after the molten calf incident. So what we're saying here, before the molten calf incident, it was likely that all the firstborn males of Yisrael would be the priests of their family, right? There was no condition concerning priesthood that was given when the covenant was first enacted. He said that you will be a nation of the priesthood, right? And yeah, a kingdom of the priesthood and a kadosh goy and a holy nation. But now after after the sons of Israel did this uggery vis-a-vis religious or spiritual or worship, you see what I'm saying? After they violated that, it's like what happened to Nadab and Abihu. They ran ahead to deal with the Aishan's offering and got burnt. So after the children of Israel got burnt, and how did they get burnt? Right here what Moses says. And he said to them, thus saith Yahweh Elohei Yisrael, thus saith Jehovah the Elohim of Israel, put every man his sword by his side. Go in and out from gate to gate throughout the camp and slay every man his brother and every man his companion and every man his neighbor. This is like martial law and a martial judgment right here. And it says, and the B'nai Lewi, the children of Levi, did according to the word of Moshe, and there fell of the people that day about 3,000 men. Now, what's interesting that even in the New Testament, what's called the New Testament, I think it's Hebrews and elsewhere, they refer to this. Why are they referring to this as a warning, right, to the New Covenant Nazarenes, right? What called Christiana or the Christians? Why are they referring to this? Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So here, hit this audio right here, the spirit of the Levites, consummation of our relationship with Hashem, with Jah, with Jehovah, with the name. Right? But then when we're confronted with the Rev Rav is like the mixed multitude, the people with mixed up moods and attitudes, like we say the scoffers and the mockers, right, among the so-called black conscious folks, you know what I mean, that want to scoff us and mock us and deride this. This is all part of it. Jah says he will turn them to hate his people and the Rasha. So you mentioned these Hebrew term Rev Rav. The Rev Rav is in the script, it's the mixed multitude, where it said the mixed multitude of the people that wasn't sons of Israel, but they believed more or less like the Hebrews believe, they came out. Some Egyptians, some Chemites, some Kemitic folks came out. Kemsters came out as well, the children of Israel. But when it started to get difficult, when it started to get hard, you know how it goes. They're with you until you start to have bad times. You start to go through something. You know, you start to have bad times, go through something, and maybe money is involved. You know how it is. People will just forsake you, and then they'll come back when things are good and say, I always knew you, you'll be back on your feet, right? But here, share this audio right here, Rev Rav and Rasha.
The consummation of my relationship with Hashem, because when you go through difficulties, you can be like some of the Rev Rav and the Rasha, where they want to turn against Moshe, and they want to say, oh, man, Hashem brought us here to die, and they give up. Or you can be like the Levites who kill their mothers, their father, sister, anybody who wasn't rolling with, you know, what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with.
I am your creator, your king, the holy one of Israel. From far.
So after that, right, so basically the Levites, you know, they did not pity the wrongdoers, even if they were fleshy, even if they were family. They did basically what needed to be done. Now, when we compare how the Levites responded in that clear situation, right, amongst the Rev Rav, the mixed moods and attitudes folks, the confused folks, the mixed motives, the Rev Rav, and the Rasha. Rasha, one interpretation of that in the English is wicked, or sometimes it's translated as, yeah, wicked, some, occasionally evil, but it's basically wicked. But the more operative level of the Rev Rav, right, is a mixed multitude, and the Rasha is defiant, the defiant ones. I want you to kind of make note of that. So we have wicked in the translation referring to the Rasha, right? The Rasha in the operative sense, the plain sense, is ones who are defiant. The best example is the four types of children, right, around the Pesach, the Passover, the Exodus Seder. There's that Rasha, the child who's considered the Rasha, the defiant one, and he wonder why we observe these things. You know what I mean? Why do we do these things? He know he is of this heritage, like a lot of, you know, those ones and ones among the pseudo-black conscious folks that always want to attack those of this heritage, this culture, the Bible, the connection of the Israelite to our heritage, Black History Month, you know, that, yeah, that's the connection right here, here, here. Uh-huh.
Thank you, whatever you have done. Thank you, whatever you have done. Thank you, whatever you have done. Thank you, my brethren, for all your contributions.
So we have the missed blessing. The missed blessing here. Moshe said, right, consecrate yourselves today to Jehovah, even every man upon his son and upon his brother, that he may bestow upon you a baraka this day. Now, it's interesting he says that right after that because you have to understand what had to go on. Okay, suppose you find out, right, that you're, I don't want to say this because a lot of this is going on today, you know, we live in these latter days and times, all sort of things. But so you find out that, you know, someone in your family, you know, murdered somebody else in your family. You may not want to do anything to them. Maybe you're not, you don't have jurisdiction to. But you know that it's a wrong, it's an evil, and it must be adjudicated. All right. So in them days, when they were not under this European Gentile system, they had to, you know, take care of matters of law and order. It's like right now you see a crime happen or something like that, you know, maybe not every kind of crime, but some kind of crime you see happen in front of you, you're going to be like somebody called 911, right? When the police come and they handle it, you know what I mean? You're going to feel that justice is done. That's what we have going on right here. Because some people say, why did they kill so many people? Because they had upped up. They violated. Moses goes in to confess and give intercession, and it came to pass in the morning that Moses said to the people, you have ucked up. You have ucked up a great uck. You have sinned a great sin. You lack a great lack, and now I will go up. I'm going to have to aliyah up to Jehovah per adventure. Perhaps I shall make an atonement for your uckery, for your lack. And Moses returned to Jehovah and said, oh, these people have sinned a great sin and have made them gods, Elohim of gold. So some people bring out these things. They say, this is Canaanite. They say, this is Canaanite. They say, look, look, this statue here, this is El. Look, this statue here, this is Yahweh. You know, this is what the Canaanites. So you Israelites got it from the Canaanites. The thing that we got from them, right, is taking the living, right, the living and make an idol out of it. That's what happened, right? That's exactly what the Israelites did out in the wilderness. So see how ones and ones are trying to trick you out again, even when you come into your heritage. This is the fight. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence entered into it by force. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their uckery, if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book that thou hast written. And Jehovah said to Moses, whosoever hath sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. Therefore, now go, lead the people to the place of that I have spoken to you. And now here's the key. When we're speaking about the Hebrew triunity, this is another theme that really goes through all of the Torah reading and feeding, but even more so in some areas of the Torah reading and feeding, concerning that angel, mine angel, right? His Malachi, right? His Malaku, Malachi shall go before the eye. Nevertheless, in the day when I visit, I will visit their sin, their ugly upon them. Could this be mystically what happened within the time of His Majesty? While we're going through a lot of these ancient kind of Egypt wilderness situations over the past 40 plus years, it's just a little note, observation. And Jehovah plagued the people because they made the calf that Aaron made. Yeah, we got to touch on Aaron, you know what I mean, right there. But now this second aliyah goes on, resuming the journey, right? There's a tent of meeting that's outside the camp. The tent of meeting is taken outside the camp. So before that tent of meeting between Jah and the people, between the divine I and I and I, that oneness now was taken outside the camp because they had proved themselves unworthy Michael, all they had to do was wait. All they had to do was wait. But they wanted to play church. They wanted to play religious. They wanted to play holy, like all these brothers and others going around calling themselves high priests. Everybody is like, you know, the second coming of the Messiah, all this goofy stuff, all this real goofy stuff. Even as Majesty teaches us that in order to lead, one must follow. Oh, I don't follow nothing. Oh, this is the same crazy stuff that's happening in the wilderness here in the narrative. And who else does that? Not even the European Jews do that sort of a thing, right? You know what I'm saying? But who does that thing to this very day? And Josh says that he would return these scenarios, these event horizons upon the people again. And we see we, the black people, are going through these event horizons again. I mean, we black people in the Americas and Caribbean, more so than any other black people. This distinguishes us. You may be my color, but not necessarily my kind, right? When we're talking about who is of Israel and who may be of other nations. Nationality issue. Moses then makes a prayer and Jehovah answers. So here, to touch on the third and the fourth aliyah right here, brothers and sisters. Yes, I, Rastafari. Gonna pick up. All right, for this third day, this third of the Shabuah right here. Okay, so
movement of God, movement of God.
Oh, me feel for cry. Oh, Lord, my I suffer many more as I die. God, Jesus the Savior with them crucified. Hanging upon the cross and call that crucified. Back upon it, head him, hang him up so high. When remember crucifixion, me feel for cry. Oh, Lord, my God, I never shanty eye. Not everything now. I suffer many more as I die. God, Jesus the Savior with them crucified. Hanging upon the cross and call that. I suffer many more as I die. God, Jesus the Savior with them crucified. Hanging upon the cross and call that crucified. I suffer many more as I die. God, Jesus the Savior with them crucified. Hanging upon the cross and call that crucified. I suffer many more as I die. God, Jesus the Savior with them crucified. Hanging upon the cross and call that crucified. Back upon it, head him, hang him up so high. When remember crucifixion, me feel for cry. Oh Lord, my God, I never shanty eye. Not everything, not walk, nor swim or fly. I suffer many more as I die. God, Jesus.
Now they that died in the plague were 14,700, beside them that died about the matter of Korah. And Aaron returned unto Moses unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the plague was stayed.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong. Shabbat.
And here, Shema Yisrael, here, Gevil Yisrael, here, for the Shalishi Aliyah, the Shalishi, the third reading, the third Aliyah, the third up offering here, for this Shabbat Ki Tisa, Sabbath when thou takest, when the eye lifts up. Here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus chapter 33, here at verse 12 for the Shalishi Aliyah. Here from the Sefer Shemot Ki Tisa. Vayomer Moshe Eliyahu, Re'ei Ata Omer Elai Ha'Allah Et Ha'am Hazeh. Ata lo hodaitani et asher tishlach imi. Ata amarta yedaitika v'shem v'gama matzata chen b'aynai. Moshe's prayer, Yahuwah, Jehovah's answer. Verse 12. And Moses and Moshe said to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, see, thou sayest to me, bring up this people. And thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name. And thou hast also found grace in my sight. Vayomer Moshe Eliyahuah, and Moses Moshe said to Yahuwah, to Jehovah,
Wayomer Moshe Elihua Re'ei Si Re'ei Re'ei Si Re'ei Ata Omer Elai Si Thou the I Ata the I Mel Sayest to me Sayest to I Re'ei Ata Omer Elai Ha'Allah Heta Ha'am Hazeh Bring up this people. Ha'al eta ha'am hazeh, 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 hazeh. Ata lo hoda'itani eta asher tishlach imi. And thou the I hast not let me, made I know whom thou the I wilt send with me, will send with I. Ata lo hoda'itani eta asher tishlach imi. Ata amarta ye da'itika v'shem, yet thou the I has said. Ata amarta ye da'itika v'shem, yet the I has said, I know thee I by name. Ye da'itika v'shem gam matzata chen b'aynai, and thou the I has also found grace in my sight, my sight, my sight, my sight. With gam matzata chen b'aynai, in my eyes, 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 eyes. Now therefore, I pray the I, if I have found grace in thy sight, shew me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation, thy people, Wata Ina Matsati Haina Bi Aineka Hod Ainina Eta Derakeka We Eadaika Litmaana Mtsahin Bi Aineka Ure E Kia Ameka Ha Goi Haze. Now therefore I pray thee I, Wata Ina, if I have found grace in thy sight, matzati chen b'ayneka, in the eyes, ayneka, b'ayneka, in the eyes, eyes. Shew me, show me now thy ways. Hod aynina eta derakeka. Show I now the eyes ways. Hod aynina eta derakeka, we eyadaika lit ma'ana emzachena be'aineka, that I may know the I, to the end that I may find grace, that I may find grace in the eye, eyesight. We eyadaika lit ma'ana emzachen be'aineka, urei ki ameka hagoy hazeh, and consider that this goy, that this nation is thy people, and see, o re, or a, or a, and see, o re, ki amika, that this nation, thy people, ki that amika, o re, ki amika, hagoy hazeh, and see that this nation, thy people, thy people, thy people, thy people, thy people, thy people. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Why Yomar Panaya Yeleku? Why he nihoti lach? And he said, why Yomar, my presence, panai yelechu, they shall go, panai yelechu, they shall try, panai yelechu, wa hin nichoti, and given the eye rest, lak, and I will give the eye rest, 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 rest. And he said, rest, and he said to him, if thy presence, if thy face, thy countenance, thy presence, go not with me, carry us not up hence, carry I and I not up from here. Wayomer layoa him ein paneka holakim ala ta'eleinu mizeh. And he said to him, if thy presence go not with me, carry I and I not up hence from Heya. Wayomere layo, him ain napaneka, holakim ala ta'ileinu mizeh. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us, with I and I? So shall we, I and I, be separated, I and thy people and thy people, I and thy people, from all the people that upon the face of the earth. Uva me, yia wada'a hefo kia matati chen be'aineka, ani u ameka, hallo abe leketeka, imanu we nifalinu. Ani, we ameka mikol ha'am asher ala pene ha'edama. For wherein now shall it be known that I have found grace in thy sight? Uvame, ubame, ye wada'ai fo wakia matzati yachen be'aineka. I and thy people, ani, we ameka. I and thy people, ani, we ameka. Is it not in that thou, that I goest with us? Hello, be leketika, imanu. Hello, be leketika, imanu. So that we are distinguished, I and thy people, we nifalinu, ani, we ameka. From all the people that are upon the face of the earth, mikol ha'am, asher ala pene ha'edama. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear for the Rabbi, hear for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth up offering, hear for this Shabbat, ki tisa, Sabbath, when thou takest, when thou liftest up, hear from the Sefer Shemot ki tisa, here, looking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus chapter 33, here at verse 17 for the Rabbi, here for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth up offering, ascension offering up here for this Shabbat Ki Tisa. Here picking up with Exodus 33, verse 17. Wayomeri Yahuwa el Moshe, Gam et tahadavar hazeh asher dibarta, e'aiseh kia matzata chen bi'aynai. Wa e'yada'ika b'shem. And Yahuwah and Jehovah said to Moshe, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken. For thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. Wayomer Yahuwah il Moshe gam et hadar hazeh asher dibarta et aiseh kia matzata chen b'aynai wa edaika b'shem. And Yahuwah Jehovah said to Moshe, Wayomeri Yahuwah il Moshe, I will do this thing also. I will do this thing also. Gam et hadavar hazeh. I will do this word also. Gam et hadavar hazeh. That thou hast spoken. Asher divarta. For thou hast found grace in my sight. Gam et hadavar hazeh asher dibarta e'aise ki matzata chen be'aynai, for the eye has found grace in my eyes. Ki matzata chen be'aynai we e'yada'ika b'shem, and I know the eye we e'yada'ika we e'da'ika wa e'da'ika with a da'ika bit shame, and I know the I by name. Moshe. Moses seeks a new vision for the new task. Verse 18. And he said, I beseech thee, shew me thy glory. Glory. Vayomar, harei nina. eta kovodeka, and he said, Wayomar Hareini, shoo me Hareini na. Please show, I beg, Hareini na eta kovodeka. The eyes, glory, 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 glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will shew mercy on whom I will shew mercy. Vayomer ani a'irira kola tuviya ala paneka. Wikarati avshem Yehova lefaneka, we chanoti et asher achon, we riachamti et asher arachem. And he said, Vayomer, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. I ani A evir kola tuvi ala paneka. I will make all my goodness to pass before the eyes, face before the eyes, perception. Ani a evir kola tuvi ala paneka. And will proclaim the name of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, before the eye. Wikarati of Shemi Yahuwah lefaneka. And I will proclaim Wikati Vishem Yahuwah Lifaneka, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. Wichanoti eta asher achon, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. Wirihamti eta asher irachem. And he said, Thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. Vayomer lo atukala lirota eta panai, kia loa yirani ha adam wachai. And he said, Vayomer, thou cannot see my face. Vayomer lo tukala lirota eta panai, thou canst not see my face. Lo tukal lirota eta panai, for man shall not see me, see I, and live. Ki lo ayir ani ha adama wachai, 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 wachai. And Yahuwah and Jehovah said, Behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon Vayomeri Yahuwah, Hine makom iti, venitzavta al hatzor. And Jehovah said, Vayomeri Yahuwah, Vayomer Yahuwah, and Jehovah said, Hine, behold, look, see, here it is. Hine, makom, a place, a spot, makom. Hine, makom, iti, by me. Behold, there's a place by me. Hine, makom, iti, where nitzavta al hatzor, and thou shalt stand, where nitzavta upon the rock, al hatzor. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. Wahaya ba evora kovodi, we samatika be nikrata hatzor, we samakotia kapi aleka ada avri. And it shall come to pass, wahaya, while my glory passeth by, ba evora kavodi, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, we samatika be nikrata hatzor, and will cover thee with my hand until I have passed by. Wisakoti akapi aleka ad avri, until I pass by ad avri, and I will take away mine hand. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. Why siroti eta kapai, with raita eta e chorai, u fanai lo. And I will take away mine hand. Wa hi siroti eta kapi. Take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back. Wi raita eta chorai, but my face shall not be seen. Ufanai lo yarao, and my face they shall not be seen. Ufanai lo yarao.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
There's many Hebrew triunity, or what one may say Trinitarian proofs right there. But after that, we get the revelation of the 13 attributes, by explaining, describing who he, who be, Yahweh be. And here from David Solid Gold is a kind of a dub version of it right here. I'd like to share right up there. You get a song after this. Yes, sir.
Abayim, v'rachem shevi.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing.
Call in to hear the fuller full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. One.
Shalom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm.
Psalm 88. O Lord God of my salvation, I have cried day and night before thee. Let my prayer come before thee. Incline thine ear unto my cry. For my soul is full of troubles, and my life draweth nigh unto the grave. I am counted with them that go down into the pit. I am as a man that hath no strength. Free among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, whom thou rememberest no more, and they are cut off from thy hand. Thou hast laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness, in the deeps. Thy wrath lieth hard upon me, and thou hast afflicted me with all thy waves. Selah. Thou hast put away mine acquaintance far from me. Thou hast made me an abomination unto them. I am shut up, and I cannot come forth. Mine eye mourneth by reason of affliction. Lord, I have called daily upon thee. I have stretched out my hands unto thee. Wilt thou show wonders to the dead? Shall the dead arise and praise thee? Selah. Shall thy loving kindness be declared in the grave, or thy faithfulness in destruction? Shall thy wonders be known in the dark, and thy righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? But unto thee have I cried, O Lord, and in the morning shall my prayer prevent thee. Lord, why castest thou off my soul? Why hidest thou thy face from me? I am afflicted and ready to die from my youth up. While I suffer thy terrors, I am distracted. Thy fierce wrath goeth over me. Thy terrors have cut me off. They came round about me daily like water. They compassed me about together. Lover and friend hast thou put far from me, and mine acquaintance into darkness, 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 into darkness.
Can't let the evil take over in a car. I could have my way. Yahshua Yahweh, Baba Janai. To the most high, you know. Rastafari. Sebastian. Because they soon cut down like green grass.
station, give thanks to the Most High Father, and everything will be much better.
People, you know, some Rasta man is more like, see, so this is what kind of cause a thing, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work, in a sense of, do the work. I personally believe that I must help and do the work. Some man believes that why all of you left everything to God.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine?
Legashun, Agarashun, Memeleth, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menage, you know? But we want the next verse with Amaric.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
مزمور سمانة سبات بقلت سمانة سمان يقوري لجوش يمسقانا مزمور لما زمبران عليك عبا محلات لما زمبر يزرع الاوي وي ايمان تمهر عبيتو يمدهاني تياملاك بقلنا بلليت بسي تهكو قلو تي ودسي تهكبا جورو هنم ودشوه تيا زمبر نفسي مكران تقبان لكنا ህይወቴም ወደ ሲኦል ቀርባለችና ወደ ጉድጓድ ከሚወርዱ ጋር ተቆጣ ረዳትም እንደሌለው ሰው ሆኖ ለዘላለም እንደማታስባቸው እንደተገደሉና በመቃብር ውስጥ እንደተጣሉ በሙታን ውስጥ እንዳሉ የተጣልኩ ሆኖ እነርሱም ከጅህ ተለዩ በጨለማና በሞት ጥላ ውስጥ በታችኛው ጉድጓድ አስቀመጥ በኔ ላይ ቁጣ ጠና መቅሰፍትህን ሁሉ በኔ ላይ አመጣ የሚያውቁኝን ከኔ አራቅ በእነርሱ ዘንድ ርኩስ አደረግከኝ ያዙኝ መውጫም የለኝ ዓይኖቼም በመከራ ፈዘዙ አቤቱ ሁልጊዜ ወደ አንተ ጮህ እጆቼንም ወደ አንተ ዘረግ በውኑ ለሙታን ታምራትን ታደርጋለህን የሞቱትስ ተነስተው ያመሰግኑሃልን በመቃብር ውስጥ ቸርነትህን እውነትህንስ በጥፋት ስፍራ ይናገራሉን ታምራትህ በጨለማ ጽድቅህም በመርሳት ምድር ትታወቃለችን አቤቱ እኔ ግን ወደ አንተ ጮህ በጠዋት ጸሎቴ ወደፊትህ ትደርሳለች አቤቱ ነፍሴን ለምን ትጠላለህ? ፊትህንስ ከኔ ለምን ትሰውራለህ? እኔ ከታናሽነቴ ችግረኛ ለሞት የቀረብኩ ነኝ። ከፍ ከፍ ካልሁ በኋላ ግን ተዋረድኩ፣ ተናቅሁ። መቅሰፍትህ በላይ አለፈ፣ ግርማህም አስደነገጠ። ሁል ጊዜ እንደ ውሃ ከበቡኝ፣ በአንድነትም ያዙኝ። ወዳጄንና ባልንጀራዬን ዘመዶቼንም ከመከራ የተነሳ ከኔ አራቅ።
Psalm 88. O Lord God of my salvation, I have cried day and night before thee. Let my prayer come before thee. Incline thine ear unto my cry. For my soul is full of trouble, and my life draweth nigh unto the grave. I am counted with them that go down into the pit. I am as a man that hath no strength. Free among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, whom thou rememberest no more. And they are cut off from thy hand. Thou hast laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness, in the deeps. Thy wrath lieth hard upon me, and thou hast afflicted me with all thy waves. Selah. Thou hast put away mine acquaintance far from me. Thou hast made me an abomination unto them. I am shut up, and I cannot come forth. Mine eye mourneth by reason of affliction. Lord, I have called daily upon thee. I have stretched out my hands unto thee. Wilt thou show wonders to the dead? Shall the dead arise and praise thee? Selah. Shall thy loving kindness be declared in the grave, or thy faithfulness in destruction? Shall thy wonders be known in the dark, and thy righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? But unto thee have I cried, O Lord, and in the morning shall my prayer prevent thee. Lord, why castest thou off my soul? Why hidest thou thy face from me? I am afflicted and ready to die from my youth up. While I suffer thy terrors, I am distracted. Thy fierce wrath goeth over me. Thy terrors have cut me off. They came round about me daily like water. They compassed me about together. Lover and friend hast thou put far from me, and mine acquaintance into dark, into dark, into dark, into dark, into dark, into dark.
Call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said,
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
Shalom, Chavarim. Here we have today's daily song.
Ye egziavi harin redata le magnet ye karave lemena. A ask, a petition. A petition presented. Ye egziavi harin redata le magnet ye karave lemena. A ask, a petition. A petition presented to find the help, the assistance of Egeziavihar, of the sustainer of the good, the excellent father, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here, after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, Gormawi, Haile Selassie, yes I, and here, from the authorized, revised, and Amharic Bible, the book of the seven seals of his divine majesty, weep not, behold, the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So here we have Mezmor Samanya Semint, Psalm 88. Here, Yekore Lejoch, Yemiskana Mezmor, Le Mezemarana Leka, Be Machelat, Le Mezemer, Ye Yisraelawiwa, Yeman Timherit. Superscription first, comparing, contrasting side by side the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, with the KJV, the King James version, the English. We have a song, or psalm, for the sons of Korah. Ye Korei Lejoch, Ye Miskana Mezmor. Now here in the Royal Amharic, it has Ye Miskana, thanks, praises. Ye of Miskana, thanks and praises. Mezmor, a chant, a vocal chant, a vocal intonation, word, sound, power of Miskana. Miskana, thanks, thanksgiving, thanks, praises, equivalent of the Hebrew Toda. But here in the Hebrew, in the Sefer Tehillim, we have a shir, mizmor. And now, according to the teachings, as we had explained before, and just to share this right here again, as this is the first word, since we get a good foundation, we have shir. Shir is a song, a shir, and also a mezmor. So it says shir, mezmor. Here we have a superscription for mizmor. Pei Chait, the 88th Psalm, Psalm LXXXVIII, which is saying a cry from the depths, a petition, an ask to be saved from death. The whole of this mizmor, this psalm, this chant, is said to be enshrouded in gloom. And in this respect, respectfully speaking, it differs from the other such psalms as Psalm 7, Psalm 22 and Psalm 31, which tell of bitter personal suffering. It said that no gleam of light or hope breaks through this plaint, this complaint, this ask, this limina, this sha'al, this ask here, this psalm. The author prays for relief without any mention of its coming or even its expectation. Author praying for relief without any mention of its coming or even its expectation. Now, the Targum explains that the Mezmor Samanya Semint, today's daily song, as relating to Israel, to Jah people in captivity. And this is similarly interpreted by other scholars, rabbinical and otherwise, such as even Rashi. But the intense personal note is too evident to be missed. So this psalm to be taken also personally. The Mezmor, Samanya Semint, the 88th psalm, is written with the very heart's blood of the poet. Who the sufferer was cannot be determined, but from the account of his misery, he appears to have been smitten, some say early in life, by dreadful ailment, some say perhaps leprosy, which caused him to be shunned by all and made his existence a living death. So we have today's daily psalm according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, we have Psalm 88, Mezmore Dawit, Samanya Semint. Megana begin. Besimaab, Wewelid, Wemenfes, Kadus, Ahadu, Amlak. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one source, in the Jemralin, we begin. And Dagonon, again, with a superscription, Yekore Lejoch Yemiskana Mezmur, of the sons of Korah, the children of Korah, the sons of Korah, a psalm of praise, a psalm of Miskana. Le Mezemarana Leka, Be Mahilata Le Mezemer, for the chief musician, Be Mahilat, on the Mahilat, Le Mezemer, to be chanted on the Mahilat, Be Mahilat Le Mezemer. The English reads here, a song or psalm for the sons of Korah to the chief musician upon Mahalat Le'anot, Le'anot. So in the Hebrew, Allah Mahalata Le'anot, Le'anot, which is interpreted as sickness to afflict. It's a maskil, maskil of Haman, Ha-Ezrahi, of Haman the Ezrahite. Here in the world, I'm Hark. Superscription we have, yeah, Yisraelawiu, Yeman Timharit. So bringing out the sense of Masakil, Masakil, as a Timharit, as a teaching. Now, for I and I, fellow Dekamez Amorit, fellow disciples of the King of Kings Christ, and I, it's important to note that there are other psalms which are also called Masakil, Masakil. Some say that the Hebrew term masakil is somewhat uncertain, and the word is derived from sakal, sakal, a verb meaning to be prudent, to be wise, to be circumspect. Various options have been given: a contemplative song, a song imparting moral wisdom, a skillful or well-written psalm or composition. This term masakil, maskil, might be read as maschil, but really the Hebraic is masakil, masakil. This term occurs in the superscription of Psalms 32, 42, 44, 45, Psalms 52 to 55, Psalm 74, 78, today's daily psalm, Psalm 88, Psalm 89, and Psalm 142, as well as in Psalm 47, Psalm 47 and 7. It may be duly noted in Psalm 47 and 7, which reads, for God, the English KJV says, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye, sing your praises, Isis. Sing your praises with understanding, with understanding. For God, ki melek kol ha aretz Elohim. Zamru masakil, zamru. Sing praises, chant Isis, Zamru, chant Mezmur, Zamru, Masakil, chant Isis, with understanding, understanding, with overstanding, yes, I. So we have Masakil, Masakil here in the superscription from the HSV, the Haile Selassie version. Here, it reading, Ye Yisraelawiu, Ye Eman Timharit. So we have Timharit. Give us the Masakil of His Divine Majesty. Give us the Timaharit, the teaching. Give us a Maskil. Give us a Maskil, the understanding, the understanding, the overstanding, the teaching. So we have this brought out in the Royal Amharic here as Timaharit. Timaharit, the teaching. Give us the teaching of His Majesty. So here, make I and I ride up. Today's daily psalm is Moradawit, Samanya Cement. Samanya Cement, the 88th psalm. Yekore lejoch yemiskana mezmur. Le mezamarana leka bemahilata le mezamer. Ye yizalawiu ye mana timharit. A song or psalm for the sons of Korah to the chief musician upon mahilata le anot. Maskil of Haman ha Ezrahi, of Haman the Ezrahite. Kuter and, verse 1. Adetu, ye medhanite amlak bek enenabe leilit befite. O Lord God of my salvation, I have cried day and night before thee. I, Adetu, I father's father, father of the house. Ye medhanite amlak. Ye medhanite of my salvation, of my medicine. Ye medhanite amlak, the source of my salvation. Ye medhanete amlak bek enana beleilit befite chohu bek enana beleilit, in the day and in the night, befite befite, in your face before the eye, in your presence, in your perception, chohu chohu, I have cried, I have shouted, I have called out, chohu. Kuter hulet, verse 2. Zelote wodefite tigba. Jorohinema wada chuhete azenabil. Let may my prayer come before thee, I. Selote, orefiteh tigba. Orefiteh, to your presence, to your perception. Orefiteh tigba. Jorohinim, and your ear. Jorohinim, and your ear. Orefiteh, to my cry, to my calling out, to my shouting, to my roaring. Azenbil, azenbil. Incline, incline your ear, Jorohinim, awada chuhete, azendil. Incline thine ear to my cry, to my shout, to my call, kuter sos, verse 3. Nefse, mekarana, tegvalechina, hewete, mawada siolak, rvalechina, for my soul, nefse, my psyche. Nefse, mekran, mekran, mekra, mekra, trouble, tribulation, mekran, tegvalechina is fuller, is satisfied, for she is satisfied, for my soul is satisfied, is full of troubles, is satisfied of trials and tribulations. Nefse, mekran, tegvalechina, hiwetem, and my life, hiwet, hiwetem, hiwete, my life, hiwetem, and my life, hiwetem, I would see all. To Seol, to the, here King David translates, and my life draweth nigh, draweth near to the grave. But as the Hebrew, we have the Sheol, we have Lishol, Lishol, Wichayaya Lishol, Higiu, Higiu, is plagued to the anti-repatriation state, to the underworld, the Sheol, the Hebrew Hades, the Duat, the underworld, the anti-repatriation state, or the Sheol, Karvalechina, and my life draweth nigh to the grave, to the underworld, the Sheol, to that subconscious, that fallen state, that sunken place. Hayuatem, or the Sheol, Karvalechina, Kuter Arat, verse 4. What a good God, come you are Dugara, take Quataruhu. What a good God, come you are Dugara, take Quataruhu. Redatim in the Leilo, so honhu. I am counted, take Quataru, take Quataru. I am counted with them that go down into the pit. What a good God, to the pit, what a good God, come you are Dugara, with those who descend. What a good God, come you are Dugara, to those who descend to the pit, take Quataruhu. I am counted as one in their number. Redatim, redatim, help, assistance, redatim in the lay low, as one that does not have soul, a man that does not have redat, help, assistance, strength, redatim in the lay low, so honhu. And I am as a man that hath no strength. It is interesting just to note in the Hebrew that brought out this verse says, Hayiti, Hayiti kagevera en eyal, eyal, ayale, hayale, one who does not have hayal, ayale, strength, kuter, kuter, amist, verse 5. Lezelalem in the matas bacho. Lezalalem in the matasabacho, in the tegedeluna, the mekaver wista, in the tetalu, kamutan wista in the alu, yetetal huhonhu, and arsuma kaijih, teleiu, free among the dead, like the slain that lie, that lay in the grave. Lezalalem in the matasabacho, forever, those who the eye will not think about anymore. Those who the eye does not consider, think about anymore, who you remember is no more. Lezalalem in the matasibacho, in the tegedeluna, is like the slain, the mekaver wist. Here it has the mekaver, here the mekaver, or the kever, in the Hebrew, the kever, the kever, the kever, the grave, the grave. The mekaber wista in the tetalu, as those who are cast, who are thrown down into the grave. Be mutano wist. Amongst the mutan, metim, amongst the dead, the mutan wista and alu, yet alhu ahonhu. Amongst the dead, the mutan, the metim, the Hebrew says ba metim, hafshi, hafshi, free among the dead here in the Royal Amharic, the mutan wist, amongst the mutan, the dead ones, in dalu, as amongst the dead one, yet alhu honhu, I have become as one who was cast down, who been thrown down, yet alhu honhu, and arsum, and they, and arsu, they, and arsum, and they, ka'ijih, from your hand, ka'ijih, teleiv, they are separated from your hand. Or the KJV has, free among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, whom thou rememberest no more, and they are cut off from thy hand. Kutar Siddis, verse 6. በጨለማና በሞተ ጥላ ውስጥ በታችኛው ወጉድጓድ አሰቀመጥኸኝ. Thou, the eye, hast laid me, hast laid I, in the lowest pit, in darkness, in the deeps. Bechelama, bechelama, in darkness, disillumination, bechelama na, and bemota tila, wist here, has bemot tila, the tsalmawet, the shadow of death, bemota tila, wist within the mot. Des tila, des shadow, bemotila wist, betachinyao gudguad, in the lowest pit, asak emet hang. You have caused I to be set, you've caused I to be seated in the lowest, betachinyao gudguad, asak emet hang. Kutar sabat, verse 7. Benelai kutah senna, mekasafetahin hulu benelai ameta. Ameta, thy wrath, thy wrathedness, thy anger, kutah, lieth hard upon I, be'ene lie, upon I, upon ine, be'ene lie, kutah, senna, thy anger, thy wrath is firm, senna, mekasefetahinna, hulu, be'ene lie, ameta, and thou hast afflicted I with all thy waves. Here the Hebrew brings out the breakers right here. But in the Royal Amharic, what we have right here is the Mekasefetahin, thy plagues, chastisement, thy plagues, all of them, but in they lie against I, Ameta, the I, male, has brought them. And here we have in the Hebrew, Selah, pause. Kut el cement. Verse 8. Yemiyau kunyinna kene arakeh, bener suzena rikusa deregahin, yazunye mautam yelenyim. Thou, the eye, has put away mine acquaintance far from I. Yemiyau kunyin, and those who know I. Yemiyau kunyin, and those who know I kene, ka inne. Cut from inne, from I, cut inne. Yemiyau kunyin na cut inne. Arakis, you have caused them to be far. Benar suzena rikusa deregahin. Rikusa deregahin. Thou hast put away mine acquaintance, those who know I far from I, and thou hast made me an abomination to them. Benar suzen to them. Rikusa deregahin. Made me cheap, of no value, an abomination to them. Yazun, it has seized I, they have seized I. Yazun, mocham, yelenyim. I am shut up, yazun, and I cannot come forth. Mocham, yelenyim, and the exit, the mocham, yazun, they have seized I. Mocham, and the coming forth, yelenyim, there's no exit. I cannot come forth. There's no exit for I. Kuter zeteng, verse 9. Ay no chim be mekra fezazu abetu. Hul gizeya wad ante chohuhu. Ijoche nema wad ante zaregahu. Mine eye mourneth by reason of affliction. I no chim. My eyes, I no chim, and my eyes, and as for my eyes, I no chim be mekra. By reason of affliction, the same word for trouble and trial and tribulation. Mine eyes are blurry. Are afflicted, mourners are blurry by reason of affliction. Abetu. My father is father, O father of the house. Abetu. Hulgize. Wada ante chohu. Oh, Lord, I have called always. KJV says called daily. Hul gize, all gize, the time. Hul gize, always, all the time. Hul gize, whether towards ante, the I male. Ante, whether ante, hul gize, whether ante, chohuhu. Ejochenim, and my hands, ejochenim, whether ante, to the I male. Zeregahu. Zeregahu, I have stretched out, Zeregahu, I've stretched out my hands to the eye, male. Kuter Aser, verse 10. Bewunnu, lemutana ta amrata ta dergalehin, yemotutisa tenesto, yamesa gernuhalin, Wilt thou shoot wonders to the dead? Bawunu, 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 for real, for true. Bawunu, really? Bawunu le mutana, for the dead, le mutan, for the mutan. Le mutana ta'amrat, ta'amrat, amazing, amazing deeds. Ta'amrat ta'adargalahin, ta'adargalahin. Bawunu, le mutan ta'amrat ta'adargalahin. Yemo tutis tenesto yamesa genuhalin. Shall the dead... Yeah, motutis, motutis, motut, the dead ones. Yeah, motutis, and answer the dead ones. Yeah, motutis, tenesto, tenesto, rising up. Yamesek the nuhale, to praise, to give you miskana, to give the eye male miskana. Sehla, pause. Kutel asra and, verse 11. Bemek abrista wista chernetihin, uanetihinissa betefata sifra, inagaralun. Shall thy loving kindness be declared in the grave, the mekaberis, mekaber, the grave, the mekaber, the dugout place, the grave, the mekaberis, the wist in the grave, chernetihin, chernetihin, the eyes generosity, the eyes chernet, chernet, the eyes goodness, chernetihin, the eyes generosity, open-handedness, Eunetihinis, and the eyes objective reality, and the eyes truth. Eunetihinis, bet efat, place of destruction, destruction sifra, bet efat sifra, in the place of destruction, inagralun, all thy faithfulness in destruction, all thy faithfulness in destruction. Here we have in the Hebrew the Avadon, Emunatika, the Avadon, in Abadon, the Avadon, the Tifat Sifra, the place of destruction. Shall thy loving kindness, thy generosity, thy open handedness be declared in the grave? Or thy faithfulness, Unetihinis, thy objective reality, that Tifat Sifra, in the place of destruction in Avadon and Abadon, inagralun? Inagralun, will it be spoken of? Will it be told? Kuter Asra Hulet, verse 12. Tamratihi Bechelema Sidkhinima Bemersata Midara Tetawek Alechin. Tetawek Alechin. Shall thy wonders be known? In the dark, Tamratihi Bechelema. The eyes amazing. Amazing deeds, the eyes, deeds that require great gnosis and knowledge. Ta'amratihi bechelema, in the disillumination. Bechelema, selema, bechelema, known in the dark. Sidkehinim, in thy righteousness. Sidkehinim, bemersata midar, bemersat, forgetfulness and forgetful midar, in a forgetful land, in a land of forgetfulness. Te'tawek alechin, shall she be known? Shall she be known, thy wonders in the dark, thy righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? Kutel Asra Source, verse 13. Abetu, I father his father, father of the house. Abetu, inegina, what ante chohuhu. Betuata celote, what if he tehe, tidar salech. But to the eye I have cried, I have shouted out. I have cried out. Abetu, inegin, what ante chohuhu. Bet watas elote, what is he to hear to the Rasalech? I bid to my father's father, father of the house, and in the morning, bet what, in the morning, elote, my prayer, what is he to hear to your face, to your presence, to your perception, to the Rasalech, to the Rasalech. Will reach, my prayer will reach to your perception, to your face before the eye. Yeah. Now here KJV says, but to thee I've cried, and this cry is not so much the boo-hoo-hoo cry, but to call out, to shout out, to call out. Abir to our father, father of the house, his father. In the morning, but what, shall my prayer, says, prevent the eye. Shall my prayer come to meet the eye? Uva boker, te filati, tik ademeka. In the Hebrew, it's tik ademeka, kedeme. It's almost like reach you, like go meet you, right? To kedeme the eye, tik ademeka, uva boker, te filati, tik ademeka. Lemharik brings it out at bet what a lote, what a fiti, tidar salech, She shall, my prayer shall reach the eye. Kutarasara arat. Verse 14. Avetu. Nesin. Lemon titlale. Lemon titlale. Lemon titlale. Why art thou cast off, O my soul? Why are you, my psyche, lemon, titlale? Why you cast off? Why you cast down? Fitahinissa kene, lemon atisorale? Why hidest? Why hidest thou thy face from me? Why hidest thou thy face from me? I bear to my soul. My soul, and here it says in the royal heart, Nesein, Abetu, speaking to he who be who he be, Nesei, my psyche, my soul, lemon, titalale, why have you, the I, male, cast her, she, down, my soul, fitahinis, and your face, and your perception, kaine, from I, lemon, tisorale, lemon, tisorale, why hidest thou, thy face, thy perception, from I, kutarasara, amist, verse 15, ine, Katanashnete Yachigrenya Lemotim Yek Rebhunin Kefkefakalu Behalagin Te Waredhu Te Nakahum. I am afflicted and ready to die from my youth up. Inne Katanashnete Yachigrenya Lemotim Yek Rebhunin. While I suffer thy terrors, I am distracted. Kef kefakaluhu bechalagin te waredhu te nakahum. It's interesting what we have brought out right here in the royal Amharic, and no doubt the Septuagint also reflects it here at the 15th verse. At the 15th verse, just to share a little bit of this right here, and as we compare and contrast. Right, with what you have heard right there, he says, I was afflicted and about to die, close to death, close to death. Here in the verse 15, Ine, I, katanashnete, from when I was small, tanash, katanashnete, chigrenya, chigrenya. I was afflicted, I was in trouble, chigr, suffered troubles, affliction, le motim, and to death, and for death, karepahune, and I was about to die. I was close to dying since I've been small, is what he's saying. Poor I am, chigrenya, poor, troubles, poor. And problems and difficult because of poverty, poor I am, and in troubles from my youth. But being raised up high, he said, but being raised up high, kef kefa kalahu, kalahu, from being raised up high, bechwala, afterward, bechwala again, however, afterward, tewareduhu, I was humble. Tewareduhu, I was humble. Tenakahum, and despised. Tenakahum, left desolate. I was despised. I was left desolate. Bringing that out as we compare and contrast with the KJV. I am afflicted and ready to die from my youth up. While I suffer thy terrors, I am distracted. This is how the KJV mo better. Poor I am, and in troubles from my youth, from being small. Being raised, but being raised up on high, from being raised up on high, I was humbled and left afflicted or left destitute. Kutar Asara Sidist, verse 16. Mek asafteh belaye alef, garamahima asa denegateng, as denegateng, thy fierce wrath goeth over me. Mek asafteh. Belayi, upon I, Alefe, goes over I, Gurma, when we say Gurmawi, John Hoy is to say his divine majesty, Gurma is an interesting word, Gurma is like amazing, it's amazing, his amazement. Now, here we have brought out, just right here, brothers and sisters, says, upon I went your angers, and you're frightful, you're amazing, you're awesome. Here we have the sense of awesome. That sense is awesome and awful, in that sense awful. It's from the same root, but one would think of awful as sense being bad, but awesome as being good. Your frightful things, disturbed I. Gurmahim, Gurmahim, your majesty. Gurmahim, Asa Denegatain, Asa Negatain, it caused me mental shock. Your majesty caused me mental shock. Make us a fatih, belaye alefe. Thy fierce wrath, he also the word used for the plagues and the punishment, the mech sefetih, belaye, over, alefe, pass. Gurmahim, and your, thy majesty, asa denegateng, asa negateng, put me, cause me to be in a mental state of shock. Kutarasara sebat. Verse 17. They came round about me daily like waters. Hulgize, all the time, always, in the wuha. In the, like, wuha, 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 water. In the wuha, kababunye. They surround I, they encircled I, kababunye. The andanetim, and in oneness, and andanet, in oneness, and one, andanet, unity, the andanetim, and together, and in oneness, yazunye, yazun. They seized I, they grabbed I, they laid hold on I, in unity. They came round about me daily like water. They compassed me about together, together. Putar asara cement, verse 18. Wadajena balinjarayen zemenochenim kamekrayatanesa kene arak lover and friend. Wadajena balinjarayen here. Wadajena wadaje could be lover but in a sense of friend. Wadajena friend and balinjaraye. Balinjeraye, one who has shared bread with neighbor. Balinjerayin, one who is my neighbor, my bread companion. Friend and bread companion. Wadajinna balinjerayin. Zemedoche nim. Zemedoche. 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 One to our relatives. Zemedoche nim. And relatives. Kamekrayetenesa, because of the trial, because of the tribulation, due to the trial, due to the tribulations, the troubles. Kamekara yetenesa kaine arake kaine from I arake the I has caused them to be far from
I. Here, daily psalm according to royal order psalm 88, and we also know this psalm as the Hebrew Osirian. Hebrew psalm. Some say it's a dark psalm. It's a very interesting psalm. We can get into some of the details connected with Abel and Mitzrayim in the last chapter of Genesis. The connection right here, calling this the Hebrew Osirian, going to the verse by verse in the world of Harik. From the depths. And it's interesting here in the season, because here we're in the darker time of the year, darker moons, and we're coming up on Pesach, coming up from the proverbial depths, even seasonally speaking right here. Here. Once again, Abraham Chebuda, today's daily psalm, Psalm 88, cry from the depths.
Mazmur 87, Bekenif 88. Yekore lijochem sigana mazmur. ለመዘምራን አለቃ በመሐላት ለመዘመር የእስራኤላዊው የኢማን ትምህርት አቤቱ የመድኃኒት ያምላክ በቀንና በሌሊት በፊትህ ጮህ ጸሎቴ ወደ ፊትህ ትግባ
ጆሮህንም ወደ ጩኸት ያዘንብል ነፍሴ መከራን ጠግባለችና ሕይወቴም ወደ ሲኦል ቀርባለችና ወደ ጉድጓድ ከሚወርዱ ጋር ተቆጠሩ ረዳትም እንደሌለው ሰው ሆኑ ለዘላለም እንደማታስባቸው እንደ ተገደሉና በመቃብር ውስጥ እንደ ተጣሉ በሙታን ውስጥ እንዳሉ የተጣልኩ ሆኑ እነርሱም ከጅህ ተለዩ በጨለማና በሞት ጥላ ውስጥ በታችኛው ጉድጓድ አስቀመጥከኝ በእኔ ላይ ቁጣህ ጸና መቅሰፍትህን ሁሉ በእኔ ላይ አመጣ የሚያውቁኝን ከእኔ አራቅ በእነርሱ ዘንድ ርኩስ አደረግኸኝ ያዙኝ መውጫም የለኝ ዐይኖቼም በመከራ ፈዘዙ አቤቱ ሁልጊዜ ወደ አንተ ጮኽ እጆቼንም ወደ አንተ ዘረጋ በውኑ ለሙታን ታምራትን ታደርጋለህን የሞቱትስ ተነስተው ያመሰግኑሃልን በመቃብር ውስጥ ቸርነትህን እውነትህንስ በጥፋት ስፍራ ይናገራሉን ታምራትህ በጨለማ ጽድቅህም በመርሳት ምድር ትታወቃለችን አቤቱ እኔ ግን ወደ አንተ ጮኽ በጠዋት ጸሎቴ ወደ ፊትህ ትደርሳለች አቤቱ ነፍሴን ለምን ትጠላለህ ፊትህንስ ከኔ ለምን ትሰውራለህ እኔ ከታናሽነቴ ችግረኛ ለሞት የቀረብሁ ነኝ ከፍ ከፍ ካልሁ በኋላ ግን ተዋረድሁ ተናቅሁም መቅሰፍትህ በላይ አለፈ ግርማህም አስደነገጠኝ ሁል ጊዜ እንደ ውሃ ከበቡኝ በአንድነትም ያዙኝ ወዳጄንና ባልንጀራዬን ዘመዶቼንም ከመከራ የተነሳ ከኔ አራቅ
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts.
So we refer to as the Hebrew or siren, and particularly today's daily psalm, Lisa Psalm, as we're recording this right here for the 15th, February 15th, we have the Hebrew or siren, the Hebrew or siren on the Abel Mitzrayim. Abel Mitzrayim, the Hebrew siren. Now, many people talk, and many ones talk about the connection with the Bible and Moses and the Torah and ancient Egypt. And there is, of course, but of course there's a connection. You know, this shows the objective reality, you know, the reality, the truth of the matter. But most don't have a correct orientation. They're still disoriented. You see, you first have to be deprogrammed. You know, deprogrammed, and then give us a teaching of His Majesty. You have to repent, you have to be born again. So most have a Western Gentile perspective to the Bible. They look at the Bible as either, you know, it's just a religious book. They forget about the other eight of the nine, some say nine areas of people activity. We would look at that in the Yod, the full ten. But of course, it says that nine-tenths is possession of the law, nine-tenths. So there's a reason for those, you could call them verbal mythos, you know, verbal mythos. You know, somebody says, I was hungry, you know, like I was hungry like a dog. You hear people say things like that, you know, or angry like this or like that. These likenesses, they help to express, right, that which is almost inexpressible, so to speak, or they help to, it's the word pictures, learn to read the sign. We say often, learn to read the Hebrew sign language. So today's daily psalm, Psalm 88, we call it the Hebrew Osiren, a.k.a. the Abel Mitzrayim, and it's seen a cry from the depths, something as a petition, an ask, you know, a sha'al is an ask. In Amharic we say, abetuta, abetu, 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 I father's father, O father of the house, abetu. The Hebrew say, a sha'al, it's a sha'al, an ask to be saved from death. But now there's certain keys within this particular psalm, and we hope to share even more, you know, with the item on the air and also with the vlogs as well. But this is just one element right here in I&I Studies, the Rastafari Disciples, Discipleship Radio, you know, on the air and in the air, that Aliyah, the Rapture, Rastafari Rapture. So this is the Rapture. The true rapture on the ear and the iris. So get a hear in your ear, right? And what it says, bring that pure oil olive that's pressed, that's beaten, you know, for the light to light the lamp. The lamp, keep it heartical. Yes, I, Rastafari. So we have the Hebrew Osirin, right? The Abel Mitzrayim, the cry from the depths. And what's that connection? See, it's the Ethiopia, Ethiopia, the missing link, you know, what them thinking, you know, what them feel like, Rastafari, I and I, as a true Israelite, the Israel of Adonai, Jah, Rastafari, once lost, now found, yes, Ethiopian Hebrew. So according to the order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we have this psalm not just once, but actually twice. So we have Psalm 88, Psalm 37, and then Psalm 88 again, according to the Davidic order of the daily Psalms, what we call the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and it's after the order of Malachi, Malachiah Tzedek, Melchizedek, and also the connection with Melchizedek and even the Torah portion that corresponds in this season right here, Tetzaweh in the Hebrew, Tetzaweh. Wa'ata tetzaweh, command thou, izizacho, bamarinya, in the Amharic, izizacho, command them to bring or to take, you know, to take Hebraically from the lakach, right, to take what, to take what? So the sons of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, are commanded, we're commanded to bring forth what? The pure oil olive, the olive oil that is pure olive oil beaten. So we have to take heed to the instructions, take heed to the directions, because the soul, right, that nefesh, you know, she, that soul without instruction is headed for self-destruction. So the cry from the depths here, today's psalm, and this psalm, Psalm 88, Psalm 88, the Hebrew Osirin, right, the Abel Mitzrayim. Now this is a powerful link to the real connection between the Hebrews, Mi Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, right, out of Egypt according to the first type, right, according to the natural type in the true story, I and I true narrative. Then, and also in the prophecy, right, what the prophet I see, seen, sight, even now. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopian? The Ethiop. Are ye not as children of the Ethiop? Children of the Ethiop. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? Children of Israel, saith the Lord.
מזמור פחת שיר מזמור לבני קורח למנצח על מחלת לענות משכיל להמן האזרחי אדוני אלוהי ישועתי יום צעקתי ולילה נגדך תבוא לפניך תפילתי, עטה אוזנך לרינתי. תישא ורעות נפשי, וחיי לשאול הגיעו. נחשבתי עם יורדבור, הייתי כגבר אין אייל, במתים חופשי כמו חללים שוכבי קבר, אשר לא זכרתם עוד, והמה מידך נגזרו. שתני בבור תחתיות, במחשבתים במצולות, עלי שמחה חמתך, וכל משבריך עינית סלע, הרחקת מיודעי ממני, שתני תועבות למו, קלו ולא אצא, עיני דאבה מניעוני, קראתיך אדוני בכל יום, שיתחתי אליך חפי, הלמתים תעשה פלא, אם רפאים יקומו יודוך סלע, היסופר בקבר חסדך, אמונתך באבדון, היוודע בחושך פלאיך, וצדקתך בארץ נשיגה. ואני אליך, אדוני, שיבעתי, ובבוקר תפילתי תקדמך. למה, אדוני, תזנח נפשי, תסתיר פניך ממני? אני, אני וגובע מנוער, נשאתי אמך אפונה. עלי עברו חרוניך, ביעותיך צימתוני. סבוני חמיים כל היום, הקיפו עלי יחד. הרחקת ממני אוהב ורע, מיודעי מחשך.
Mizmor pei chet, mizmor pei chet. Here a midrash, a study on today's psalm, Psalm 88. The Aleph verse, the first verse. A song, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Hear today's psalm, mizmor pei chet. Hear today's psalm, mizmor pei chet, mizmor pei chet, mizmor pei chet. Psalm 88, psalm LXXXVIII, mizmor pei chet, mizmor pei chet. Hear a midrash, a study on today's psalm, Psalm 88. The Aleph verse, the first verse. A song, a psalm of the sons of Korah for the leader upon Machlat Lianot for singing of praise. Hear today's psalm, Mizmor Fei Chet, Mizmor Pei Chet, Psalm 88. Shir Mizmor Libnei Korach Lamnatzeach Al Machlata Lianot. Hear today's psalm, a song, Shir, a psalm, Mizmor, a song, a psalm, Shir, Mizmor, a song, a chant, an intonation of Mizmor, a song, Shir, a psalm, Mizmor, of the sons of Korah, Livnei Korach, for the leader, Lamnatzeach, for the chief musician, La Menatzeach, for the overcomer, La Menatzeach, up on Al Machlat, Al Machlat Le'anot, upon Machlat Le'anot, for singing of praise. What is meant by Machlat? What is meant by Machlat? According to Rav Berkaya, Machlat means that HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, said to David, praise me in any way thou, I desirest to praise me, to praise I, and I shall condone, mahalti, mahalti, whatever thy manner of praising me, thy manner of izezing I. For no man can discover even one of the many kinds of praise, the many kinds of izes that are appropriate for HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, for the Holy One, the Sanctify, the set apart one, the Ayla one, Baruch Hu, blessed be he. As scripture says, even in Job chapter 37, verse 20, where it reads, shall it be told him that I would speak? If a man speak, surely he shall be swallowed up. Haisupar lao ki edaber im amar ish ki yibula. Shall it be told him that I would speak? Hai supar lo ki edaber? Or should a man wish that he were swallowed up? Im amar ish ki yibula. Shall it be told him that I would speak? If a man speak, surely he shall be swallowed up. Hai supar lo ki edaber? Im amar ish ki yibula. But who was given permission to speak? David, as is said, for the leader upon machlat le'anot le'anot, for singing of praise, for singing of izes. La menatzeach al machlata le'anot, for the singing of praise, singing of izes. This phrase may be taken to mean that HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, condoned David's faults in his singing of Ha'Elohim's praise, Isis, for Le'anot means faults, Alonot too. For in the verse, even the verse from Psalm 132, Hebraic, the first verse where it reads, Lord, remember to David all his faults, all his unoto. Lord, remember to David all his faults, all his unot. And here, Mizmor Kof Lamed Beit, Psalm 132, Shir Hama'illot, the song of degrees of ascents of goings ups. Zikor Yahuwah LeDawid, Eight call onoto. He who be who he be, O Jehovah, remember to David. Zikor Yahuwah LeDawid, O Jehovah, remember to David. Zikori Yahuwah LeDawid, all his affliction. Eight call onoto. Eight call onoto. All his afflictions call all onoto. His afflictions call onoto, all his faults. O Lord, God of my salvation, hear the bait verse, first part of the second verse of today's Psalm, Mizmor Fechet. O Lord, God of my salvation, Yahuwah Eloheya Yeshuati, Yahuwah Eloheya Yeshuati, O he who be who he be, Yahuwah Eloheya Elohim of Yeshuati, of my Yeshua, of my salvation. Yahuwah Elohe Yeshuati. Vedata Yisrael, the congregation, aggregation of Yisrael, of Israel, said to HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be he, I have no salvation except in thee, and mine eyes, I and I eyes, wait upon no one except thee, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One. Blessed be he, replied, because thou, the I, avowest this, I shall save thee, I shall save the I. Even as it's written here in Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 45, verse 17, O Israel, thou art saved by the Lord with an everlasting salvation. O Israel, that art saved by the Lord with an everlasting and eternal salvation. Yisrael Nosha Bayahua Teshuata Olamim, O Yisrael, that art saved by he who he be, with an eternal and everlasting salvation. Yisrael Nosha Bayahua Teshuata Olamim. For my soul is full of trouble, and my life draweth nigh near to the grave. I am counted with them that go down into the pit. I am as a man that hath no strength, no strength. Hear, hear, hear today's Psalm, Psalm 88, Hebraically verses 5 to 6. For my soul is full of trouble, and my life draweth nigh to the grave. I am counted with them that go down to the pit. I am as a man that hath no strength. Kia sava v'raot nafshi v'chayai lishola higi'u. Nechashavti ya'im yordei vor hayiti yakagavar ein ayal. For my soul is sated, is satisfied. She is satisfied with troubles. Kia sava b'raot nafshi, and my life v'chayai draweth nigh to the grave, draweth nigh to sheol lishola higi'u. I am counted with them that go down to the pit. Nech shavti ya'im yordei vor. I am counted with them. Nech shavti that go down. Ya'im yordei vor. Ya'im yordei vor. Go down to the vor. Go down to the bor, to the vortex, to the pit. I am become hayiti. I am become Hayiti kugavar ein eyal. I am become as a man, as a gever, as a gever. Hayiti kugavar ein eyal. I am become as a man without strength, without help. Ein without eyal, eyal hayal ein eyal, without strength. Kia sha ki saba. Ki sabaa b'raota nafshi w'chayai lishola higi'u nechashavti ya'im yordei bor hayiti kugavar ein eyal. Quote, as a man that has no strong guardian, as a man kugavar ein eyal, as a man that hath no strong guardian kugavar ein eyal. Set apart among the dead, like the slain that lie, that lay in the grave. Hear, hear, hear today, Psalm Mizmur Fechet, Psalm 88, Hebraically, the wow verse, the vav, the wow, the sixth verse. Set apart among the dead, like the slain that lie, that lay in the grave. Bametim hafshi kumoa chlalim shokrei k'ever. Set apart among the dead, or free among the dead. Bametim, among the metim, the dead. Bametim, chafshi. Bametim, chofshi. Kumo, like them. Chlalim, chlalim. Shokrei k'ever. Like the slain chlalim, that lie, that lay, that dwell, shokrei, that lay down, shokrei k'ever. The kever is the grave. The kever is the grave. Often, this gets confounded and confused with the Western Gentile ideas of Hades and so-called hell. But here, Hebraically in the fourth verse, my life draweth nigh to the grave, reads, w'chayai, w'an chayai, and my chai, w'chayai, w'chayai and my chai and my life, w'chayai li shol, 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 the duat, the underworld, the netherworld, li shol, higiu, 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 draweth nigh. So we have sheol here, Hebraically in the dalet, the fourth verse, that sometimes is translated as grave or mistranslated as grave, but Hebraically the word for grave is the kever, the kever, the kever, the kever. So here, 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 in today's Psalm, Mizmor Fechet, Psalm 88, Psalm LXXXVIII, here at the wow verse, Hebraically the sixth verse. Bametim hafshi kumoa chlalim shokrei kever. Set apart set apart or among the dead, Bameitim, among the dead ones, Chofshi, among the dead ones, Chofshi, I am free. Bameitim, Chofshi, Komoa Chlalima Shokvei Keber. Rav Chelbo took the phrase, like the slain that lay down in the grave. Like the slain that lay down in the grave. Kumo chelalim shokvei keber. Rav Chelbo took this to mean, quote, like the generation that perished in the flood, end quote. Of this generation, Rav Acha taught that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, blessed be He, said, because its people called my agents by my name, therefore I shall call upon the waters of the ocean in my name, Shemi, Bishmi, and the waters will punish them, Bishmi, in my name. As is said even in Amos chapter 5, verse 8, he that calleth for the waters of the sea and poureth them out upon the face of the earth, the face of the earthly plain, Yahuwah Shemo, he who be who he be, Jehovah, Yahuwah Shemo, his name, he who be who he be is his name. And here, Midrash notes on what Rav Acha taught concerning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, where he said, because its people called my agents by my name, my agents, here, Midrash note, literally their idols. Thus, this may be read as, because its people called their idols, Bishmi, in my name, by Shemi, by my name, therefore I shall call upon the waters of the ocean, Bishmi, in my name, and the waters will punish them, Bishmi, in Shemi, in my name, as is said even in Amos chapter 5, verse 8, he that calleth for the waters of the sea, and poureth them out, upon the face of the earthly plain, Yahuwah Shemo, he who be who he be, is his name. Hakore lemeya hayam, vayishpekhem al pnei haaret, Yahuwah Shemo, he the one that calleth, Hakore, the caller, Hakore lemeya hayam, the caller, he who is the caller that calleth for the waters of the sea, lemeya hayam, the waters of hayam, lemeya hayam, hakore lemeya hayam, and poureth them out, vayishpekhem, and that poureth them out, Al Pnei Haaretz, poureth them out upon the face of the earth. Vayishpekhem Al Pnei Haaretz, Yahuwah Shemo, Jehovah is his name, he who be who he be, Yahuwah Shemo. Hakoreya Lemeya Hayama, Vayishpekhem Al Pnei Haaretz, Yahuwah Shemo. Rav Abahu said, the waters of the ocean stand higher than the face of the earth and the face of the earthly plain. The waters of the ocean stand higher than the face of the earth. Therefore, Rav Eliezer, Eliza asked in the name of Rav Menachem, is not this point fully made in scripture in the verse, he that calleth for the waters of the sea and poureth them out upon the face of the earth. Is not this point fully made in the scripture, in the verse, even from Amos, that reads, Hakore lemei hayam, vayishpekhem al pnei haaretz, he that calleth Hakore, he who be who he be, is he who calleth Hakore for the waters of the sea, lemei hayam, and poureth them out, vayishpekhem, pours them out, al penei ha'aretz, up on the face of the earthly plane. For it is impossible to pour down except from above. For it is impossible to pour down except from above. Hence, here, here, here. And poureth them up on, upon the face of the earth. Wayishpikim al b'nei, al b'nei, up on the face, al b'nei ha'aretz, and poureth them up on the face of the earth, the face of the earthly plane. Wayishpikim al b'nei ha'aretz. But as for me, to thee, O Lord, do I cry. Hear, hear, hear today's psalm, Psalm 88, Hebraically, the 14th verse that reads, but as for me, but as for I, to the I, O Lord, do I cry. Wani elekai Yahuwa shiwa'iti. But as for I, wani, wa'an ani, 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 I, wani, and I, wani, eleka, to the I, male, Yahuwa, O he who be, who he be. Shiwa'iti, shiwa'iti. Shiwaiti, shouti. Do I shout? Do I cry in the sense of, do I shout? Do I shout out? Do I shout out to the eye? Wani, elekai Yahuwa, shiwaiti. The rest of the verse, and in the morning doth my prayer come to meet thee, come to meet the eye. And in the morning doth my prayer come to meet thee, come to meet the eye. Uva bokara tefilatia tik ademika, and in the morning. Uva bokar, uva bokar, uva bokar tefilati, my prayer, tefilati, my prayer, come to meet the eye. Tik ademika, tik ademika. That is, and this is according to Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Ha'el, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, Ha'elohim's reply, for Ha'malak, for the angel whose charge is tefillah, is prayer, comes to meet the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, the Israelites, the B'nai Yisrael. As is said, even here, 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 in the morning doth my prayer come to meet thee, come to meet the I, male. O ava bokerra tefilati atik ademeka. And here, here, Midrash note on the statement of Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani concerning Ha'el, the Almighty's reply, for Ha'malak, for the angel, the Malak, whose charge is prayer. Here, here, the Midrash note connected with prayer, so amended by Ota Emet. The ET, the edited text, and the PE, the printed edition, reads here, charity, charity, Ha'el, the true good, the true God's reply, for Ha'malak, for the angel whose charge, the messenger, the angel whose charge is prayer, whose charge is charity, comes to meet the B'nai Yisrael, the Israelites, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, as is said, Uava bokera tefilati tik ademeka, tik ademeka, kedeme, to meet the eye, comes before the eye, tik ademeka, comes first, Edeme, Adame, Tik Ademeka, Ua Babokara, Titfilati, a Tik Ademeka. But Rav Phineas, Pia Nahas, Fia Nahas, but Rav Phineas took the words to mean Ha Malak, the angel, Ha Malak, whose charge is Tefillah, whose charge is prayer, waits until that the Edata Yisrael, the congregation, the aggregation of Israel, that is the latest to assemble, assemble, concludes its prayers, tefillot. Then he takes all the tefillot, the prayers, and out of them he fashions a crown that he places upon, up on Harosh, on the head, the Ras, the Ras of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, upon the Rosh, the head of the Holy One, HaKadosh. Blessed be he, Baruch Hu. As is said, even in Mishlei Shlomo, in the Proverbs of Solomon, in the Mashal, in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 6, where it reads, blessings are upon the head, the Ras, the Rosh, the head of the righteous. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 6, blessings are upon the head of the righteous. Berakot l'Rosh Tzadik, blessings, berakot. Berakot, blessings. Berakot le rosh, for the rosh, for the ras, for the head. Berakota le rosh tzadik, of the righteous. Berakota le rosh tzadik. Blessings are upon or for the head of the tzadik, of the righteous. Berakota le rosh tzadik. And here, Midrash note. In this Midrash on Mizmor, on Psalm Fechet, Psalm 88, right here, the Midrash note concerning Mishlei Shlomo, the Mashal, the Proverb of Solomon, chapter 10, verse 6, concerning the Berakot, the blessings, the Rosh Tzadik, are upon the head of the righteous. Here, a reference to the previous Midrash, or Psalm 19, the seventh section of the Midrash Tehillim, Psalm 19.7. Ani lechozer, I repeat, ha malak, according to Rava, fi nachas, took the words to mean that ha malak, the angel, the messenger, whose charge is tefillah, waits until the congregation of Israel, the Edata Yisrael, that is the latest to assemble, concludes its tefillot, its prayers. Then he takes all the tefillot, the prayers, and out of them he fashions a crown that he places upon HaRosh, the Ras, the head of HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, the Sanctified, the Set-Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu. Blessed be he, as is said in the Mashal in Mishlei Shlomo, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 6, Berakot le-Rosh Tzadik, of him that liveth forever, for ever and ever. Hence, here, the verse is read, in the morning doth my prayer come to meet thee, come to meet thee I. In the morning doth my prayer come to meet thee I. And here, I know Midrash note right here, in Psalm 88, according to the KJV, the King James Version, it would be verse 13. In the KJV numbering, it'll be the 13th verse. In the Sefer Tehillim, in the Masoretic, in the Hebrew, it'll be verse 14, the verse that reads, but to thee have I cried, O Lord, and in the morning shall my prayer prevent thee. So here in the KJV, the King James Version, it reads, prevent thee. Hebraically, this is brought out as to meet thee, to meet the eye. Now we have the word kadama, as you have Edama, even in Edamawi. Here we have Tik Adameka, Tik Adameka, Tik Adameka. Uava Bokerra Tefilati, Tik Adameka. And in the morning, doth does my prayer, Tefilati, my Tefila, Tefilati, come to meet the eye, Tik Adameka, Tik Adameka. So here we have, according to the Strong's Concordance, we have the H6923, the Adam, the Kadam, Ethiopically, the Kedem, the Kedemeh, Kedemeh, the Kadam. Now, the Kadam is defined as to meet, to come, or to be in front, in the sense of, as we have the Kedamawi, the sense of being first, right, or going before even the first, in that sense, the Kedamawi. But the sense of the front, the first, it has a sense of to confront. But the sense here is to go before. And in the morning shall my prayer go before thee, go before the eye. Tik adem eka. Tik adem. Tik adem. Eka. Eka. To the eye. The ka. To the eye. Male. Tik adem eka. And in the morning, Uva boker, in the boker, in the morning. Shall tifilati, shall my prayer, shall she tifilati, tik ademeka, shall she go before thee, she go to meet thee, in a sense, she shall go to confront thee, tifilati, my prayer, my tefila, to come to meet, to receive, to go before, to go in front, to be in front, to lead off, to be beforehand, the sense of to anticipate, to forestall, to come in front, to go before. The sense here is to project, in a sense of projecting oneself. So tefilati, my tefila, she shall project herself and go before the eye. That is to proceed. First up, tefilati, hence to anticipate, to hasten, the sense bringing out to meet, in the sense of to meet, usually for help, for assistance, shall come, shall go, to go before. Now, the sense of the Adama, the Kedame, in the sense of to confront, to go before, to be first up, to go before, in the sense of confronting, can be to disappoint, in the sense of meeting, or as we have it here, in the KJV, where it reads in Psalm 88, verse 13, and in the morning shall my prayer prevent thee. So some things get lost in translation, and just bringing this out right here in the fulfillment of this Midrash on today's Psalm, Mizmor Feichet, Peichet, Mizmor Feichet, Psalm 88, right here, fulfilling right here the Midrash, U ba boker, tefilati, tik ademeka, and in the morning, Ba boker, and in the boker, tefilati, my tefila, tik ademeka, she shall meet thee, she shall go before thee, she shall be, in the sense of first, Adama, Adam, she shall be first to thee. Uva boker tefilati atik Ademeka.
For your loving kindness, for every drop of air I breathe, and for waking me up this morning. And when I travel on the streets today, please, Jaja, never leave my side. And every day the same prayer I say, and I'm saying it to one more time. Yeah, traveling in the streets I pray, and Jaja, beg you please. Jah be my guide, cause I can only protect my flesh. My people wear disguises, help me realize, teach me love unconditionally. Can't go around preying everybody, closest of friends will deceive you badly. I learned that Rastafari is my family. So when I'm traveling on the streets today, please, Jah never leave my side.
Protect my family when I no localize. When chatting through these streets, keep my focus right, no oversight. I back and feel this life is so much light. But with you as my guide and shield, any pain I man feel, time will heal, yeah. It's a joy to know it's sign and seal, confident in the victory. Anytime it's in the night, it's riding in the streets today.
Please, Jah never leave my
Never let by a night. I, oh, that I please.